History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now is Andy Parker. Andy, how goes the battle?
Hey, pretty good. Battling the wind and the cold, trying to keep the driveway clear.
Of course. Can you give us the, let's start with Western New York. Can you give us the bird's eye view, going to steal the Bellevue line, the 35,000-foot view of what's going on only in Western New York today and the rest of the weekend into early next week?
Sounds good. Yeah, it's cold and getting colder out there today. We're sinking down into the single digits. We're at 5 right now, and we're finding that the wind chill is about minus 15 to minus 20, depending on where you're standing. Lake snows have been very aggressive in portions of the deeper south towns. Once you get to Springville, Holland, Boston Hills, Sardinia, Collins, Ashford, it is wind whipped down there. People are reports of people trying to get down to Ellicottville, and they had to turn around at Springville because the two-lane road, once you hop off the four-lane there, was practically impassable due to visibility. Good news is that's improving. Dry air coming in, we should see that begin to clear up a bit. And up in Niagara and Orleans County, I mean way up north, Wilson, Olcott, Somerset, they've had some snow, and they've been seeing the snow go sideways as well, several inches overnight. We're going to have bursts of snow pretty much for the rest of the day today, but any giant organized lake snows are coming to an end, and then it gets cold tonight. We go sub-zero, Tom. Tomorrow morning, it is going to be below zero on your thermometers, but the good news is the big winds of today will be ending. So while tomorrow will be in the single digits as far as the air temperatures go, the wind chill will actually be less than it is today because we'll see the winds only at around 5 miles an hour. After we get through Saturday, we start watching the progression of that storm as it moves into the Carolinas, then it comes up the eastern seaboard. As it does, it'll start snowing here in Western New York in the morning. The southern tier will likely see the first flakes at around 7 a.m. A little bit later as we get into the north towns, maybe around 10 a.m. for the shoreline of Lake Ontario, it starts as a steady light snow without any wind, and it just keeps going for about 16 hours. And as we hit the afternoon, that steady light snow becomes more of a steady moderate snow, maybe even heavy at times, and it'll continue into the overnight hours before that storm pulls off the coast, takes the steady snow with it, and leaves us with some snow showers and possibly some lake effect on Monday.
Now, the big picture view of Western New York, obviously late January, we're going to be looking at early February. I mean, this is not atypical weather. This is exactly what one would expect for the region in exactly that time frame, no?
Yeah, this time of year, we get cold and it snows and it does it for more than one day at a time. So we are definitely in, and this is what I consider the snowiest week of winter is what we're in right now. And once we get past Sunday, it's going to be the coldest week of winter. And if you survive the coldest and the snowiest week of winter, Tom, we've turned the corner. And only brighter days ahead, literally and figuratively, as we start to add a couple minutes of daylight every single day. The lake effect snow machine should be not completely turned off, but boy, it's going to run on choke because we're at 75% Lake Erie frozen. Just took a look at it today. By the end of the week, we'll be between 90 and 100% frozen. Maybe some of the deep open water still sits there, but it will essentially put a cover on Lake Erie, and that will slow the absorption rate, the evaporation. And so while we'll still have snow, it won't be as intense as it was early in the season.
So I have to ask you, Andy, something I don't think I've ever asked you. Given the weather conditions, we have a lot of ice fishermen and fisherwomen out there. When, Andy? Oh, when?
Oh, when can you go ice fishing? I tell you what, Buffalo Harbor is pretty solid right now. I know some people will go out there and tempt fate at 4 inches. I don't walk unless it's at least a half a foot. And then, but there'll be people setting up shop as early as this weekend, I would imagine, in Buffalo Harbor, because we're starting to see on satellite, even beyond the ice boom, all that ice is now beginning to collect and form that ice bridge that back in the day, people would take a walk from southern Ontario over to Western New York.
And how about other areas in Western New York where those brave and hardy ice fishermen love to engage in that magnificent pastime?
You know what? That you've got me on that. I don't know. I'm not up to speed on the ice depths of the inland lakes. But I can tell you that the creeks are now covered over. So Buffalo Creek, if you ever have driven the thruway, there's always a fisherman off to the right if you're going north on Buffalo Creek and around that bend, no matter what the weather is. But that is now frozen over.
Let me give you an easy one. How about Chautauqua Lake, providing people from the Buffalo area can make it down south?
You know what? I think they're getting ready to build their ice castle, too. So they do have the ice down there, 100%.
We're talking with meteorologist Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN. All he had to do was talk about Lake Erie and its process of freezing over, and that opened up a whole new line of questioning. Now, the weather is going to be, quotes, interesting this weekend and maybe damnable for some of you who are going to be traveling. If you have specific questions for Andy Parker about where you're starting, your destination, your travel plans, are they driving? Are they flying? Possibly a hot air balloon. In the 716, it's 803-0930. That's 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Of course, late January every year, Andy, many of us old farts think back to a certain date in 1977, which was significant around these parts.
Yeah, that was a big one. The lake was already frozen that year. It froze, I think, one of the earliest times ever, late December and then early January. And then we had a number of these weather systems that were similar to what we're getting this weekend, where it was an area-wide snow. And there was enough snow that accumulated out on that ice, and it was in powder form, that all it took was one big wind to come through, much like the wind we're getting today, and that would have driven it off the lake. But the wind that came through that day was on par with what we felt a few weeks ago.
That was January 28th, my dear friends. January 28th till February the 1st of 1977. And if you lived through it, you will never forget it. And I've said this before, but as rugged and awful as the Christmas blizzard of 2022 happened to have been, the blizzard of 77 for me is the storm to it was the mother of all storms. It was the father of all storms. Now, there's a big debate, of course, as to which one was worse, and there are many ways in which you can quantify something. And what I've always found interesting is 2022, with all of our advanced communications and cell phones, the death toll was about 50, and 1977, it was about 25. You would think that when all we had were the occasional CB radios, that it would have been a higher death toll in 1977. But then I was thinking maybe the multiplicity of media was the problem in 2022, because in 77, you had your basic local radio stations and TV stations. In 2022, you could be listening to Japan and not have any clue what was happening in Buffalo and Western New York. Now, before I take some calls here with you, Andy Parker, real quickly, what is the normal date range where the Lake Erie typically freezes over? We're pretty much on schedule, are we not?
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are. It's the average is around late January into February, if it's ever going to get quote-unquote frozen, which would be more than 50, you know, the 70% where the lake temperature is now 32 degrees where we measure it. In Buffalo Harbor. And that's kind of the ice-in point that we use to define when the ice arrived on the lake. And we're right in that window. I'd say that we're at the early end, mid-February. That's where you see the majority of the ice collection there. But this is at the earlier end of things.
Meteorologist Andy Parker is with us, and Andy Parker is amazing. Any social media platform you want to go to, you just type in Andy Parker Weather. That will take you to him, and at the end here, we're also going to give out a phone number. You may text the word weather, and then you're going to be part of Andy Parker's world, and you'll have access to Andy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not so sure I know how his family feels about that, but this is the sacrifice Andy Parker makes for you. Let's go to Mike in Pendleton on News Radio 930 WBEN with our dear friend Andy Parker. Mike, go right ahead.
Hey, Andy. Love your work. You're one of the best around. I rate you and Todd up there as the best. I'd like your opinion. Do you think the airport will be closed Monday morning, or do you think they can handle this and keep flights going?
I think the airport is going to be open on Monday because the snow rate and the visibility, both of those won't exceed the threshold where we see planes preventing from taking off and landing. I think the bigger issue is going to be how much the disruption that occurs on Sunday along the eastern seaboard, because they're going to be moving planes out. They're also going to have to reopen the runways. So I think there's going to be residual delays, not because of our weather, but because of what's experienced elsewhere.
Gotcha. Thanks so much.
Well, Mike, may I ask, if you're asking about the airport, you are either traveling yourself or you have somebody you need to pick up at the airport. Would you like to divulge any details, or are those a state secret?
No, son-in-law's got a flight for a business trip. Just curious. He needs to get out to get to Orlando. So that's all.
All right. Thanks very much. I appreciate the call. Actually, I guess, Andy, I read somewhere that the entire United States of America will be at freezing or below, except for the state of Florida.
Wow. You know, that's going to be including California, too. That's an impressive stat. I would question parts of the West Coast, but I know that the storm will run from Maine to Mexico as far as winter precipitation.
Well, my wife actually told me that one. My wife said that. So then again, I mean, she married me, so maybe she got something else wrong. You never know. Andy Parker, meteorologist, is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. So winter storm Fern? Fern, Andy. Fern.
Yeah, I don't love the name. But it is what it is. They've named it. People are going to call it that. And we're going to roll with it. And, you know, people that have plans, the one question that I've gotten so many times surrounds Sunday morning. And people are concerned, hey, can I do this Sunday morning? Can I do this before noon? Absolutely. This is not coming in with a wall of wind and snow. It is a light snow. It's people are going to wake up Sunday after all the hype, and they're going to expect to see, you know, stuff happening out on the ground, and it's nothing. And Sunday morning is going to underwhelm people. But by the end of the day, you'll say, you know what? Yeah, that's a bunch of snow we got out there, because it just starts and just keeps on coming.
Well, I don't expect you to comment on this. I don't want you to get you in trouble. But this storm obviously is Donald Trump's fault. And it's only happening to divert attention from the Epstein files, which only mattered after January 20th of last year. It is 24 minutes after 3. Let's go to Rich in Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hello, Rich.
Yeah, hi. Hey, Andy, any early thoughts on school closings for Monday?
Great question.
Yeah, that's another popular one, right? Everybody's wondering. They're hearing these snow totals. I think the fact that it's going to come in at such a manageable rate that even though it's going to cover all of Western New York, you're going to find that the plows are going to be able to maintain the streets in a manner that will allow people to get around. It's not a debilitating storm by Buffalo standards. But downstate, that's a whole other story. But here, I think if we see a half inch or a quarter inch an hour over 16 hours, that's a pretty manageable situation, especially when you take the wind out of the equation. So, right now, I think that it looks pretty good for the kids going to school on Monday, given that the bulk of the storm will be in the afternoon and evening on Sunday. It should give them about a 6-hour window to go and do that morning scrape and get the buses on the roads at this point.
How about the cold? Monday's high around 16 degrees. Will the winds have died down enough to not have the wind chill to the level where the superintendents closed the schools?
Oh, yeah, that's the big thing with this storm, is that there is not the wind with it, especially on Sunday. The winds pick up as we go into Tuesday, and the temperatures get colder again. I think we're going to find some single-digit daytime highs and some sub-zero overnight lows later this week. But on Monday, no, the wind with this storm is not an issue.
Andy Parker, meteorologist extraordinaire. Andy has generously volunteered to stay with us even after the news. Why? Because he's happy to answer your questions, as he's already done for a couple of people. We usually do a quick hit and run with Andy Parker, but owing to the exigencies of the moment, Andy's hanging out with us because public service is his middle name. And we all heard that. Well, we've heard that for years, but I just can't help but thinking about that blizzard of 2022 and the alarms Andy Parker was sounding with great vigor and gusto and urgency. And I really believe that because of Andy Parker's doing everything he did with media on this show and other programs here on News Radio 930 WBEN and on his own social media outlets, I absolutely think Andy Parker saved a considerable number of lives during the blizzard of Christmas 2022. He put in incredibly long hours. His devotion to his craft and his devotion to the people of Western New York are really unrivaled, except by maybe me. I don't know. 803-0930 is the number. 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. I suppose if I was a nice guy, I'd offer to take Andy and his wife out to dinner at Russell's. Is that fair enough, Andy? Can we do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll set a date, and it's on me. When I took Tanner ordered the entire menu at Russell's. Everything on the menu is what he got. I couldn't believe it. Let's go to Mike, and then that's what if you invite somebody for dinner, you want them to eat. That's the whole point. Don't be upset when they actually do so. Here's Mike in Wheatfield on WBEN. Hello, Mike.
Hello. When can we expect the temperature in Western New York to get above 32 again?
July, maybe? Sorry. Somebody had to say it. Good.
No, that's about right. Everyone has to say, when is the snow going to end? And you say mid-May. That's generally the accepted.
Maybe, you know, maybe. Lately, it seems like it's June, dude. Sorry.
Don't say that. All right. He wants to know when we're going to go back above 32. This is going to be a long stretch. I don't know if he wants to hear this or not, but it looks like maybe shortly after Groundhog Day, early February, there's nothing in between here and there. It is going to be in the teens, single digits, and 20s through the end of this month. And then the groundhog will come up, and it'll be a very cold February 2nd. But it looks like as we get to maybe the 4th or 5th, we'll be able to get back to 32 degrees. So I don't want to do the math on this, but... the last one we were above, I think, was maybe Sunday or something like that. So, you know, it's a good run of below freezing temperatures.
So no thawing until then. So.
No thawing. Your ice rink in the backyard is going to stay just the way it is.
Okay, Andy, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Andy, you just read my mind. I was going to ask about ice rinks because, you know, a lot of dads and moms like to build a backyard ice rink for their young hockey-playing kids. My dad used to do that every year. I would think that this would be a really good time to stand out there with a hose and spray water for that very, very fresh, very, very hard and fast ice.
Yeah, if you want to get that nice, even top on it, you know, my neighbor has one of those, and the battle for him has been the snow, just going out and, you know, shoveling it off all the time. But early in December and January, there were enough thaws that that it created a really bumpy ice surface. So there's a whole art to getting a nice Zambonied look to a backyard ice rink.
There's nothing like it. And you just kind of talked about the bumps. If you don't shovel the ice all the way down to its surface, every bit of snow that you spray over becomes a bump. It's a law of physics, I believe. Einstein discussed it thoroughly. Let's go to John in Holland on WBEN with meteorologist Andy Parker, looking ahead at what's going to be an interesting weather weekend in Western New York, and for that matter, the East Coast, and probably with travel repercussions around the country. You're on WBEN. John, welcome.
Thank you. Andy, down here in Holland, we're coming out of this lake effect snow warning, which put a foot of snow in my driveway this morning, and another 6 inches has fallen. It's still snowing down by me. So I guess my question is, this generalized storm that's coming across us on Saturday night, is it going to be heavier in any particular area, or is all West New York looking at the same?
Good question. It's going to be everyone treated pretty equally by the overall storm. So it starts in the morning, and then for you, between 7 and 10 a.m., you'll have some light snow. It'll go for about 16 hours, and you're probably going to have to clear another foot out of your driveway. We're saying between about 6 and 12 inches, depending upon your location in Western New York. If you're up by Niagara on the lake up there, you're going to be on the low end of that. If you're a little closer to the southern tier, you'll get a little bit more towards the high end. Will there be some lake effects during or after the storm? As the winds switch direction, they're going to come in from the east, which really doesn't create much lake effect, especially for Holland. Once the winds switch around northwesterly, you'll have a shot at getting some of that during the day on Monday. But overall, on Sunday, everybody's going to be treated pretty equally.
So expected it might ramp up a little bit there on Monday for me.
There's a possibility that as the winds switch back around that you'll have to connect with some lake effect. But the good news is much of the lake is starting to freeze over. And I know today there's been some very aggressive wind combining with that snow. And people are saying in your neck of the woods, especially where the 219 becomes a two-lane road, that the visibilities were enough to turn people back around.
Yeah, John, it was thanks. Pretty rough this morning. Thank you.
Yep. John, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. There's John in Holland. Our phone number, if you have a specific question for meteorologist Andy Parker, he's kind enough to set time aside and take it out of his schedule to help you and your life and your schedule, because that's the kind of guy he is. Nobel Prize next year. I don't know. It's going to be between Andy Parker and President Trump. We're going to have to wait. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Hey, Andy, our beloved Tanner Saunders, he's been to Russell's with us. I'm going to say that much. I had to sell a kidney just to pay the bill. Tanner, you have a question for Andy Parker.
Yes, and don't get it twisted. I might not seem like it with my stature, but I can put away food with the best of them. Don't get that twisted.
You don't have to tell Andy, believe me.
What's that?
You don't have to tell us, believe me. I'm pretty sure I've got gnaw marks on my arm.
Well, Andy, the question I wanted to ask you is, so I've got some gallivanting to do over the weekend. Tomorrow, I'll just be driving around here in the North Towns in Amherst. Luckily, it's a less than 10 miles of driving I have to do in total, but I'll have to take off for my destination around quarter to noon, and I'll head back home probably around 5 p.m. And then on Sunday early in the morning, I have to make a trip out to Lockport. I'll have to leave about 10:30 in the morning, and I'll probably start heading back around 12:31. So you know, I'm not worried about the cold. You know me. Sometimes, you know, when we're talking before you go on air, you ask me, oh, did you run into work today? And the answer is always the same, yes. So I'm not worried about the cold. But as far as precipitation goes, what can I expect those days at those times?
Yeah, no problem. Hey, while you're out and about, I've got some errands. You want to pick me up something from Target if I send you over my list? Can you do that for us?
I ask him the same thing.
In any case, that's a very aggressive weekend. So let's talk you through this. On Saturday, you've got no problems. It doesn't matter where you are in Western New York. The worst you're going to have are some light snow showers coming off of Lake Ontario. And I think those are really going to target areas near Rochester. So unless your travel takes you up there, you're not going to bump into anything significant. And compared to the wind that we have out here today, tomorrow will be a very quiet, calm day, a skier's delight with all that fresh snow. Temperatures are going to be 0 to 10 degrees, but the wind chill not bad. Now, on Sunday morning, anybody that has early morning stuff, if you have either running around to do or you're going to go to services in the first part of the day, some light snow coming in at around breakfast, at sunup, and then it looks like by the time we get to the late morning, early afternoon especially, that's when the snow will switch from light snow to more of a moderate or steady snow that'll start accumulating. So I don't think there's much. When you wake up Sunday morning, there's no problem whatsoever. It's really the snow will begin to accumulate. You'll do your first scrape in the afternoon on Sunday, and by the end of the day, folks that have stuff going on Sunday evening, that's when you're going to have several inches of snow on the ground with more coming down.
Andy, those plastic circular America's Made in America store ice scrapers, They are the best things ever invented, even surpassing the wheel itself. Thought I'd throw that out there. Let's go to Ann in North Tonawanda with meteorologist Andy Parker. Hello.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead, please.
Hi, Tom. I love your show. Andy, I had a question for you. I have tickets for Disney on Ice Saturday or Sunday afternoon, and I wondered if that might get postponed or what the chances were of safely getting to downtown Buffalo.
Yeah, where are you coming in from, Ann?
From North Tonawanda.
Okay.
And the show is down at the hockey arena.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. I think you're going to have a few inches of snow on the ground by the afternoon. When I say few, that would be less than four. And the snow will be gently falling. And if you don't have a problem driving in that type of weather, I don't think it'll be an issue for you. At this point, the cancellations are not rolling in. I know that the governor has prepared the state to deal with the cleanup, but that's more of a, I think, a financial tie so that they can tap into certain things. But as far as cancellations, that is one that I've gone to those, and I've gone to them in inclement weather. They do not like to cancel if they don't have to. So I think you're all set.
Okay, and you think driving home, too, should be okay?
That's correct, yeah. At that time of day, I think if you're okay with a few inches of snow on the ground and some snow falling, that you'll be fine.
And you can this. You're a veteran driver. You've got this. Just drive within your driving capabilities. Adjust for road conditions. Give yourself plenty of following distance. And drink really heavily beforehand. The last bit of advice was ironic sarcasm only, not to be taken seriously by anybody at any time. Thank you. Anne, appreciate it.
There's Anne, a lot.
Anne of North Tonawanda. Let's get to Rob on a cell phone with meteorologist Andy Parker. Rob, what is your specific question, sir, for the weekend?
Hi, Tom. How you doing? First-time caller, long-time listener. Just had a quick question for Andy, more of a regional question. I'm driving down to Cleveland from Buffalo on the 90. I'm down there all weekend for work, but the return trip's going to be about 3 a.m. Sunday night. I know that's right in the bullseye of a lot of the big weather. I'm just wondering what the prediction is for the 90 on the return trip. Maybe stay an extra day, or is it worth making the trip back?
You know what? That is going to be right in the teeth of everything through the overnight hours.
Hey, Rob, we're going to let you go because we've got the background nose hum, road hum in the background, so you can listen on the radio. Sorry about that.
Yeah, and that part of the 90 is going to be snow-covered, especially during the late evening and overnight hours as he's tracking that. So if there's a chance you can kind of punt that until maybe after 7 a.m., I think you'll be in a much better situation. But, yeah, you don't want to be driving through the overnight. That is not an ideal time to be on the road. Even as early, if you started out at 5 as opposed to 3, I think you'd find a better situation.
Andy, really quickly, you were talking earlier about people turning around at Springville who were trying to get down to Ellicottville, presumably to do a little bit of skiing or some winter recreational activity. How about the people trying to get to any place that might be, near the Boston Hills or Colden?
Yeah, you know what? It's a clear shot all the way through the exit over there by 391. And really, it's not until you get to about Genesee Road where you end up going back into the snow. And there's still a very narrow band from the Genesee Road exit on the 219 to Springville. Within there, you're finding that the snow, while the rate is not exceptionally hard, the wind is certainly picking it up and blowing it sideways. And as I'm looking at radar, and we've been on the radio here, there's a what's going to be a snow squall or a burst of snow. It's about halfway across Lake Ontario. It will impact the shore of Lake Ontario at about 4:30 to 5 o'clock. So those folks up there should be prepared for an uptick in snow, a brief burst as that sinks southward.
Let's go to Jack in Medina. Ooh, Medina action on News Radio 930 WBEN. Jack, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I've only caught bits and pieces, and maybe you've already addressed this. From what Andy says, everything around here will be manageable, But if I heard the national news correct, the governor has put the whole state in a state of emergency. Do I have this correct?
Yeah, that is correct, that the governor has issued a state of emergency for the entirety of New York State because of the storm that's coming in. It is going to cover the state from one end to the other. It's something that they've done, even as when you go back to the Cuomo administration, they would kind of get out in front of these storms rather than wait until after or during. So when they see something that has a high chance of occurring, when confidence is high in an event like this, they will get out in front of it with that declaration. And I believe it allows them to access extra equipment, financial things. It's more to do with management of resources than it is an indictment on the storm for any one particular portion of the state.
It frees up, as you said, additional resources and additional powers.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, and it also gets Kathy Hochul national media exposure. I should probably point that out. It is 3:54 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Boy, Andy, we have a lot of people who want to talk to you, but I'm going to be very respectful of your time because I do value it, and I value your continued friendship. The Nor'easter, can you just name some cities that may or may not be major air hubs out of Buffalo, which are going to be really adversely affected by what's happening this weekend?
Yeah, we can start with Baltimore. We'll go even New York City during the day on Sunday, so flights there. You go to D.C., you're going to get into the Carolinas, so Charlotte is going to be one that could be closed for many days. They're right into the teeth of the ice, and even Atlanta is going to be an issue there as well.
Well, maybe we'll get lucky and Atlanta will never open again. Maybe one of the worst airports in the world. I'm just saying. Andy, parting words of advice and wisdom for you. And at the end, please tell people to which number they should text the word weather so they can be part of your world and annoy you almost as much as I do.
Sure thing, Tom. Hey, first thing I want to say is when you wake up Sunday morning, don't start complaining that you don't see a foot of snow on the ground. It's a system that starts slow, and it's a long 16 hours of snow. The most snow you're going to get is going to fall in the late afternoon and evening. When you wake up on Monday morning, most folks will have between 6 and 12 inches of snow on the ground. It'll snow a little bit in spots on Monday based on the winds and some lake effect, but really the bulk of it comes late in the day. If you want to stay ahead of the storm, just type my name in on any of your social media, and that'll pull you right over to the maps that we have. We make it very easy to understand these complicated weather situations. We break it down by time period in an easy read format. So anything you're on, just type Andy Parker Weather or send a text, 503-ANDY, 503-2639. Text the word weather. You'll get an immediate response. You can ask questions there as well.
And you know, if anybody wants to get in touch with me social media-wise, all they have to do is type in my name on Grindr, and that'll take you right to it. Andy, thanks for a little self-deprecating stuff, man. I have fun with this show. Andy Parker, you are a prince among men, and I thank you very much for your time. And I think people listening also value you. We appreciate you, Andy.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Oh, I'm sure the weekend people will be bothering you as well. Andy Parker, meteorologist on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.